This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Several U.S. allies want decision-making about Iraq to be confined to the U.N. Security Council. They don't want Washington to go to war without the Council's approval. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell did not rule out the possibility of asking the Security Council to pass another resolution explicitly authorizing the use of force, but there is intense debate as to whether that's needed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Security Council members, including France and Germany, have been expressing growing opposition to a possible war in Iraq. Still, Secretary of State Colin Powell, as he has done all along, has challenged the Security Council to remain firm.
The international community now to say, never mind, or walk away from this problem, or ignore it, or allow it to be strung out indefinitely with no end, I think would be a defeat for the international community and a serious defeat for the United Nations process.
Powell said it's an open question as to whether the U.S. would seek a new resolution authorizing the use of force to disarm Saddam Hussein, but he repeated his belief that the U.S. has the authority it needs and wouldn't be bound by any further council decision.
If the U.N. should fail to act, and I hope that is not the case, then the United States reserves the right to do what it thinks is appropriate to defend its interest, the interest of its friends, and to protect the world.
Under the UN Charter, a country can use military force if it's acting in self-defense or win Security Council approval, as was the case in the first Gulf War. But as Powell points out, there have been other precedents of nations launching military action without UN approval. A case in point, Kosovo. The Clinton administration knew it couldn't persuade the Security Council to authorize war, but still led NATO forces in a bombing campaign in Yugoslavia to halt ethnic cleansing in Kosovo. This week at a seminar at the think tank American Enterprise Institute, international law professor Michael Glennon lamented what he calls the breakdown of international rules governing the use of force, and he questioned President Bush's commitment to working with the UN.
The fact that the president may have been forced by public opinion calls to go to the United Nations in November is not a tribute to the power of law. It is a tribute to the power of public opinion polls.
Glennon, who teaches at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy, argues the international community has entered a legal twilight zone where the UN Charter is no longer regarded as binding international law.
How can the Council's decision bind Iraq but not the United States? How is it, for that matter, that the United States can consider it appropriate to use force against Iraq in violation of the Charter for the purpose of getting Iraq to obey the Charter? We're in a topsy-turvy world in which it takes the threat of unilateralism to make possible the practice of multilateralism.
At the same conference, Jeremy Rabkin of Cornell University said that's not topsy-turvy, but right side up. He insisted that sovereign nations, not the UN, must make their own decisions about war.
It's the history of the world that most countries don't act unless some more powerful country steps forward and says, we can do this. And the reason why most countries hang back is that they don't want to get into a losing venture. It's perfectly logical. They wait for leadership because they want some assurance, and you don't get that from an abstraction like the UN.
That's an argument echoed by Jean Kirkpatrick, who was U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in the early 1980s. She says the Reagan administration didn't lose sleep when it found itself in a minority at the U.N., and she doesn't believe the Bush administration is in a unique position today.
I think the president will have to make the decision about what he thinks it's important for us to do, and then live with that decision regardless of, you know, the views of some of our friends. Most of our friends are not very effective at making decisions about the use of force anyway, if I may say so bluntly. Then I think about Europe.
One former Clinton administration official and supporter of the UN, David Sheffer, says even if the U.S. doesn't win explicit approval for military action in Iraq, there are clear benefits from trying.
The discipline of the Security Council is forcing us to make sure that we try to reach that stage of making a persuasive enough case so that if we do have to act without explicit council authority, we can do so without long-term injury not only to American foreign policy, but to international relations and the regulation of force in the future as well.
A new resolution authorizing the use of force would certainly make it easier for the Bush administration to win over allies, in addition to giving military action legal cover. Still, without a resolution, Secretary Powell insists the U.S. would still find willing allies and wouldn't have to go it alone. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.